This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. He told reporters Monday that authorities are investigating right now who is responsible for the attacks that happened early Saturday morning. The president spoke to reporters in the Oval Office Monday afternoon during a meeting with the Crown Prince of Bahrain. Trump said that he does not want war with Iran.
I'm not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to.
But he said Washington will support its ally, Saudi Arabia.
That was an attack on Saudi Arabia, and that wasn't an attack on us. But we would certainly help them. They've been a great ally. They spend $400 billion in our country over the last number of years.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the United States could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam, collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank over the protests of Palestinian leaders if he wins his close re-election bid Tuesday. Netanyahu is facing his toughest political fight to win a record fifth term to stay in power, even as he's confronting possible corruption charges. Israel is staging its second national vote in less than 6 months. Netanyahu has not been able to put together a parliamentary majority. You're listening to VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous, addictive painkillers that helped fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Jeff Mulvihill, who covers opioid litigation, reports Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy filing is not the end of its legal troubles.
The company makes OxyContin. It's being sued by thousands of state, local, and tribal governments across the country. It announced a deal last week with about half the states plus the local governments to settle those lawsuits. But now what happens is up to a bankruptcy judge.
The value of the settlement could reach $12 billion. Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers continue today following the start of a nationwide strike by workers. AP's Matt Small has more.
Let's move!
More than 49,000 UAW members walked out on GM early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues with the automaker hadn't budged enough. James Cotton in Detroit is one of the striking employees, and he says he'll stick it out for as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that. But we have to keep fighting.
Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It's the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout back in 2007. I'm Matt Small.
The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. Britain's Boris Johnson says a Brexit deal is beginning to emerge, but the EU disagrees. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson received a frosty reception in Luxembourg on Monday as he arrived for talks with his counterpart Xavier Bettel. Protesters gathered outside the Luxembourg Prime Minister's office, holding anti-Brexit signs and chanting anti-Brexit slogans. Such was the noise that Johnson then cancelled a joint press conference, leaving Bettel to speak to reporters beside an empty podium. The future of the land border between EU member Ireland and the British province of Northern Ireland is the central issue of disagreement, both between Johnson and the EU and between Johnson and British lawmakers. Britain is due to leave the EU in less than 7 weeks.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. And Canada has labeled the white supremacist group Blood and Honor and its armed branch Combat 18 as terrorist organizations. Canada's Public Safety Department says Blood and Honor derives its ideology from the Nazi movement and through Combat 18 has carried out murders and bombings. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.